help him.
Hey, ma'am.
So come on up.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Get him, Rita. Bring it in the sheep.
There you go.
Bring it in the sheep. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Rita. Get there, brother. Bless them, Lord.
There's going to be some commercials here this morning. Give me a minute.
Hang on.
All right.
All right. Oh, my.
Bless them, Lord.
Are you tired of pouring over you? Is your burden just weighing you down? Is it all too much to carry? She's standing out of my Jesus. Do you feel my guilty feeling? Do you stand flat on this?
Bless him, Lord.
You've desperate for some healing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Woo!
Whoa. Makes a way,
yeah,
made a way, rises up,
yeah,
declares, ain't no sinner that he can't
save. That's right.
Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
His love's strong,
yes,
and his grace is sweet.
Yes.
The good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me.
Amen.
Let me tell you about my
Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Bless them, Lord.
From the dreams and lows of years until the past has disappeared.
Oh,
let me tell you about my Jesus.
Woo!
And all the wrong turns that you would go with undo if you could. You'll work it all for good. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Woo!
He makes
thank you, Lucy.
Amen, We're all about the kids here. Anytime they want to come up and sing a song, we're going to sing it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You want that thing out of your way, Rita?
No, it's fine.
So good? Okay.
This is probably one of my favorite songs.
Yes.
Phone comes around.
Yeah.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
Bless the Lord.
Every single line that tells me I will never measure up.
Amen, Rita. Amen.
Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Amen, Rita. Amen.
Ooh, you say I am love.
Thank you, Lord.
When I can't feel the pain.
Yeah.
You say I am strong when I think I am weak.
Bless the Lord.
And you say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours.
Yeah.
And I believe.
Yeah. Glory.
Oh, I believe.
Yes.
What you say of me.
That's right. Bless
the Lord. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me.
Bless you, Rita. Amen.
And you, I find my worth in you. I find my identity.
How true.
And you say I am strong when I think I am weak.
Yeah.
When you say I'm held,
hey,
when I am falling short, and when I don't belong, all you say I am yours. And I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I believe.
Yes.
What you say. Taking all I have and now I'm laying at your feet. You'll have every failure, God.
You'll
have every victory.
Hey.
Woo!
Hey.
Oh my!
Oh.
Yeah!
You say I'm alone. I can't feel a thing.
Amen. Hallelujah. More faith to give you something to stand on. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
USAA Bank is made to help with your VA home loan benefit.
Hey, man.
Help protecting your money is important, so we'll show you.
That's it. Bless the Lord.
I need thee every hour.
Yes.
Most graceful Lord.
Bless the Lord. They shut it off again?
Yeah.
It did?
What? Yeah, I started it back up.
Hey, amen.
Every time they shut it off, I'm going to start it back.
Hey, amen, Brother Ed.
Church services.
Good.
I'm so mad. I hope
they're listening. I do too. It's gonna be good. Be good to listen to today.
Eddie's gonna preach here a minute. Y'all listen then.
Hey, man.
Branches from the farmers to the end.
Amen. Amen. What a true song. Every hour we need Him. Amen. People that don't think they need the Lord need to read a little bit of Bible.
We got one more song.
Oh, okay. Good. Because the Bible says in Him we live and move and have our being. You got to have the Lord to exist.
Or usually ask if anybody else needs.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good.
Give me one minute
to get this thing out. All right.
Thank you.
Right.
My name is Barbara, you guys, and I've been searching for a place to call home.
Hey, ma'am.
And I've been to different churches, you know, you don't have that feeling when you walk in the door.
Right.
I walked in that door and I felt like I was home.
Hey, ma'am. Thank we're you. Supposed to be. Hey, ma'am. We're supposed to be.
So I'm going to take you back to a song that I used to sing for my grandpa.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Let me try. So.
Bless her.
I can't look at Sarah.
Bless her. Lord. Bless her.
What a day that will be.
Yes, yes.
When my Jesus.
Yes. Yes, we have high and lifted up.
And I look upon His face.
Yes.
The one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand
yes, yes.
and leads me through
Lord,
the promised land.
Hang about it.
Amen.
What a day.
What a day.
Glorious day.
Yes, it will be.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
There'll be no sorrows there.
Thank the Lord.
No more burdens to
not one.
No more sin.
Thank you, Lord.
No pain.
Right.
No more pining over there.
Amen.
But forever I will be
yeah.
with the one
who
died for me.
Yeah.
What a day. Yes.
What a day.
Glorious day. What a day that will be
yes.
when my Jesus I shall see.
That's right.
When I look upon His face,
amen.
The one who saved me by His grace.
Yes.
When He takes me by the
hand
and leads me through the promised land.
Yeah, this is your home now.
What a day.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a day that will be. Amen. Hallelujah. We're home, man. On the way home. I know we're closer when we started, but we ain't got there yet. Amen. When we get there, I know one thing, everybody's going to be happy. Hallelujah. When we get there, we're going to look upon Him that loved us, gave Himself for us. That made the way where we could get there, and I got a feeling it's going to be a pretty good place to be. Amen.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the good singing. You know, He puts a song in my heart, and that's about as far as I can get it. Amen. Facebook don't have to worry about cutting me off. I can't sing a lick. My pastor said we sing by the letter, Brother James. He said we just wear it back and let her go, and that's the only way I know how to sing. Amen. I can't hold nothing. I just let it go. Hallelujah. Good to have this many here today. Good to hear about the success of the yard sale where we're trying to raise money. Send our young people to see the ark. And I'm all interested in investing in our young people.
Yeah.
I like for them to see what God has done. I like for them to know the love of God, to know the will of God. God doesn't want us to fight. God wants us to forgive. God doesn't want us to kill. God wants us to love one another.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, buddy, we're missing the mark.
Amen.
We're missing it bad. I mean, I'm coming up here this morning and an ambulance is pulled in at the Dollar General store with the lights are flashing. I don't know what the details was about it. I don't know if it was just, health issue or shooting or what. But in this day and time, I'm telling you, it's good to know the Lord.
Yes.
It's good to have the love of God abiding. Amen.
Amen.
Hold up your good old Bible there to Genesis chapter 4. And we're going to read a little bit there. I've got a few notes here because I can't remember half this stuff. But we're going to be preaching today on confronting a killer. Mm. I don't think we're doing much of that today, but God does.
That's right.
And God confronted this killer before he ever killed anybody. We're going to read Genesis chapter 4. We're going to read the first 12 verses of Genesis chapter 4. I think it's the first time I've ever preached a message that overlapped a Sunday school lesson. Yeah. We got in a few of these verses this morning. But we're going to read on down to verse number 12 concerning this incident, which recorded in the Bible tells us about the first murder. And it says, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she bare, and she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell." That's the beginning of wanting to hurt somebody. Cain's mad enough right there to kill somebody.
Right.
"And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen?"
Right.
If somebody is mad, don't leave them alone.
Yeah.
Go talk to them. Yeah. You might be able to talk them out of doing something they'll regret
right.
for the rest of their life. God says, "If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." You notice Abel, even though he's dead, his blood's crying out to God. Verse 11, "And now thou art cursed." You notice this? God has cursed Cain. "Now thou art cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. That when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth." And we'll stop our reading right there. And like I said, we're preaching today on confronting a killer. We'll go to God. Thank you, Lord, for the precious word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the great truths, great treasures that, Lord, it holds. Help us to give the most earnest heed to it. Help us, Lord, to spend some time in it, to pray over it. God, help us, Lord, today to preach from this text today, Father. We know Peter said, let every man minister as the Lord gives ability. Lord, I'm like a ship in the sea, that unless you put wind in the sails, Lord, I'm not going nowhere. Now I pray, God, Lord, you'd fill me right now.
Yes.
I pray, Father, Lord, to be anointed right now. I'm earnestly, Lord, seeking your help in this message, Lord. I feel it's needed. And I pray, dear Father, you'd help me, Lord. Dear God, today, we'll give you the thanks and praise for whatever you do. Ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Like I said, Cain's mad enough to kill somebody. I've met a few like it.
Yeah.
I've been around. Me and my dad down there fishing one day, James. We was fishing in a tournament. We was trying to win it, you know. This guy pulled in front of us and started fishing, Daddy. He just kind of let it go, you know. We got done fishing, we went somewhere else, this same guy, he pulled up right in front of us again, started fishing. Daddy reeled his pole in, and I already seen it coming. You know what he said, Eric? He said, I don't know where you're from, but around here, he said, we've got more respect for the other fishermen than you do. And he had that trolling motor going as fast as he could go, and that guy's trying to start that boat, Brother Patrick. And I was just kind of hoping Daddy wouldn't get in that boat. I already seen the fire in his eye, Brother Denny. He wasn't happy, he was mad. I don't know if he'd have killed him or not, but I'll tell you right now, he'd have laid some hands on him, amen. But you know, anger is one of the things that we all have to deal with.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, I used to have a lot of anger. Yeah. And I don't have no anger no more. For the love of God, you squeeze me and just love comes out of me. I just love people now. I love them in spite of them. I mean, I just love them today. I don't want to give them a hug. I don't want to beat nobody over the head no more.
Right.
Don't want to call them names no more.
No.
But Cain is mad enough to kill somebody.
Right.
Let me say this real quick about Cain. He didn't have an AR-15.
No.
He didn't have a 9mm pistol.
Right.
He didn't have $5,000 worth of ammo and bulletproof vest and all that stuff.
Right.
But they had a lot in common. They're both mad enough to kill somebody. And in Cain's case, I don't know if he used a rock. I don't know if he used something out of the field. Is that in the field? The Bible said he rose up and killed his brother Abel.
Yeah.
He may have just beat him to death. I've seen it. It does happen. Man on New York streets, Brother Jerry, they kick him in the head.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kick a young person, kick him in the face. Kick him again in the ribs. What's wrong with us?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
There's something wrong.
That's right.
There's something wrong when you don't think no more of someone than that. And you know, all this that's going on in our country today, they probably need this message. I hope they do get a good dose of this message, amen. But Cain, like I said, he didn't have no AR-15, but Cain was bad enough to kill someone, and that someone just happened to be his younger brother, Abel.
Yes.
And 1 John chapter 3, verse 10 through 12 tells us why Cain killed his brother Abel. He said he rose up and killed his brother Abel because he's of that wicked one. Man, the devil will help you. John 10:10
right.
Said the thief cometh up for to kill
right.
and to steal and to destroy. The Bible tells us not to give no place to the devil. I think Cain not only gave place to the devil, Brother James, I think he gave the whole place to him.
Yeah.
The devil's looking for someone he can work through.
Mm.
There's been a few times, I've bit bullets, bit nails, been mad, you know. I get mad like everybody else, but I don't get as mad as I used to get. Got some help now, amen. The Lord is a very present help to me, and I hope he's a very present help to you. But the Bible said that Cain killed his brother because he's of that wicked one, and because his brother's works were righteous, and he was a little jealous, and his was evil there. I'm going to read it for you there. 1 John chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just put it right in here, right out of the Bible, amen. It says this. Different Bible, what I looked it up in, I'll have to find it here. Verse 10. It said, in this the children of God are manifest in the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteous is not of God, neither is he that loveth not his brother. Now these are brothers. For this is a message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
Yeah.
Man, if God can love me, surely if God I can love you.
That's right.
It said, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, verse 12. Wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil, and his brothers were righteous. Says verse 13, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. I got a feeling that Cain had a little bit of hatred towards his brother. But God confronted Cain. Verse 6. And I think a lot of these people that maybe have a mind to hurt somebody, have a mind to kill somebody, a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
A lot of them out there.
Right.
God asked him, what are you mad about? You see that? The Lord said, why art thou wroth? That's another word for anger. And why is your countenance fallen? God said, hey, what's the problem? know the Bible said about God, he's a reasonable God, Sister Bonnie.
Yeah, that's right.
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, God says, "Come now, saith the Lord, and let us reason together." God's a reasonable God.
Yes, he is.
He said, "Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though it be red like crimson, God said, I'll make them as wool." God's a reasonable God, and he's reasoning with Cain. He said, "What you mad about, boy?" You ever seen somebody mad, brother? They don't want to talk. Yeah, they're just tight-lipped. They don't want to talk about it. They want to be left alone, Brother James. They don't need to be left alone, but they want to be left alone. I told y'all about old Chuck coming up to me. I was mad as a wet hen. He said, "You all right, brother?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. I was mad as mad could be." But the love of God, Brother Chuck, got me out of that, amen. Not only was I wrong, but I was mad and wrong, amen. Well, Cain was wrong, and Cain was mad and wrong. Thank God for a loving brother, amen. God confronted Jonah about his anger. Sister Bonnie, and Jonah said, "I do well to be angry. Even unto death." You don't need to leave people alone just because they're mad. You know, we got this habit. Just let them alone. They get on. They don't need to be left alone. He's going over my door and says, "What's the matter? What's wrong?" Don't leave him alone. Jonah said, "I do well to be angry. Even unto death." He's going to kill himself or somebody else. He's mad. He's ready to kill something, even himself. Amen. Don't leave him alone. That's what I'm telling you. God confronted Cain about his anger. And Jonah's mad enough to kill. Cain's mad enough to kill. Ephesians 4:26 says, "Be ye angry and sin not."
Yeah.
Says, "Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." In other words, don't stay mad. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you I don't get mad. I'm just going to tell you I don't stay mad.
That's right.
Amen. Anger eats you up. It's worse than cancer.
Right.
It'll make you, I'm telling you, something you don't want to be.
Yeah, right.
We need to be, I mean, just full of love of God. When somebody squeezes us, the love of God just come out all over them. Amen. That next verse, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, says, "Be kind to one another."
That's right.
Man, you got these people, they can hurt people nowadays.
Yeah.
And not only they can do it, but you know, they're kind of proud they can't hurt somebody. They're going to run up on the right one of these days. They're going to wish they didn't act like that, because they're going to hit somebody one of these days, and they're going to hit them back about 10 times harder than they hit them. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, it says, "Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." You know what? I got forgiven. I didn't deserve it. But bleeding,
amen,
beaten beyond recognition,
right.
Sue, Jesus nailed to a cross.
Amen.
Asked the Heavenly Father, "Forgive me, don't know what they do." I'm the one of them that didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
Brother Mitchell, I was as guilty could be, but he was as merciful could be. And God, the Bible said, for Christ's sake, forgave me. I got in because of Christ. Amen.
That's right.
Not anything good that I did.
No.
It was the good that he did that had come down upon me from Calvary. I'm telling the love of God was shed abroad. And if he can come down to me and make a difference in me, I don't hate nobody no more. But the devil, I hate him with perfect hatred. And I love everybody best my ability. And when I start to love them, I get down and pray for them and pray for me, that we can find some kind of ground we can stand on and love one another.
Amen.
I'm telling you, life's too short, spirit fighting, amen. Life's too short, spirit fighting, arguing. Listen, the power of life and death is in the tongue.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example of that. Guy had a bad day at work. He comes home to a loving family, Brother Eric. He opens up his door, and a little 10-year-old girl reaches up to hug her daddy. He just unloads on her. You know what she does? She takes off running, jumps off of a bridge on the oncoming traffic, and the person in that car, Brother Patrick, said, "I'll never forget the sight I saw, that little girl coming off that bridge coming towards my car." You see what I mean?
Oh my.
Power of life and death.
Yeah, that's right.
It's in the tongue.
Amen.
Choose your words carefully. They have consequences. extreme consequences. I'm going to say that man lived to regret that. I'm going to say he wished he could call them words back. Bonnie, I'm going to say he wished he could carry that little tender flame in his arms again and say, honey, I love you. Yeah. I just had a bad day at work. I'm sorry that I even tried to say something
that
shouldn't have been said.
Yeah. Right.
I'm telling you, buddy, a lot of carnage from anger.
Yeah.
Somebody said a shotgun blast don't last long, but look at the damage it does. Amen.
Right.
God confronted Cain about his anger. Amen. Peter asked Jesus, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? He was a little Baptist, you know, wanting to get by with maybe one or twice. The Lord answered him. He said, Peter said, how long shall I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus replied, not 7 times, but 70 times 70.
Amen.
I'm 70 times 7.
Amen.
Matthew chapters 18, verse 21, 22. The Lord's all about forgiving.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you can make the biggest mistake ever was. And somebody may say, I don't care, I'm not forgiving you. The Lord won't do that.
No,
that's right.
He said, I don't care, you come to me, we'll work it out.
Yeah,
we'll
right.
fix the problem. Hey, I'm telling you, buddy. Rita sung that song, let me tell you about my Jesus. You got Jesus, you got all the help you need. God confronted Cain, and then God, he advised Cain there in verse number 7. Listen to this advice. God said, if you do right, he said, shall you not be accepted? You know, everybody wants to be accepted now.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason or other, you got to do wrong to be accepted. I don't understand that. We've kind of got out of kilter. I don't know. But the Lord here is telling Cain, he said, boy, I love you.
Yeah.
Won't you just do right? Cain's over having a little pity party. He's mad at God, Brother Ed. He's mad at Abel.
Yeah.
He's mad at God because God didn't have any respect in his offering after he polished all them turnips and all them cucumbers and tomatoes and everything. God didn't want none of that because God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over.
Amen.
And Cain offered the blood of the sacrifice. And a lot of these religions today just don't give it. I'm telling you, it takes the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of His Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin, and without the blood, you're still in sin. Amen.
Right.
God didn't go bypass the plan. God confronted him, and he said, "Let's talk about this." He gave him here's some advice. He said, "If you'll just do right, you'll be accepted." But Cain already had his mind made up. Cain is mad at God.
Yeah.
But he's going to take his anger out on Abel. You find that there in verse number 5. Cain's very wroth and his countenance fell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus said, marvel not. Well, he said, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. That's what took place right here.
Yeah.
Cain's mad at Jesus. But he's taking it out on Abel.
Amen.
Abel's doing right, Brother Ed.
Yes, he is.
And Cain's mad because Abel's doing right and he ain't trying to be right. He ain't even interested in doing right. He's got his mind made up. And buddy, he's mad enough to kill, he's gonna take somebody's life.
That's right.
John 15, verse 18. It said there's plenty of hate down here. And worse is that jealousy of that hatred, you know, from jealousy. You know, you live for God, you'll be hated. Joseph was hated of his brothers in Genesis chapter 37, verse 4. And then, if that ain't enough, verse 5 said they hated him even more because he had a dream.
Yeah.
They hated him already because his father loved him, gave him a coat of many colors. That's enough to hate him right there, verse 4 of Genesis 37. But then Joseph had a dream, and in that dream his brothers bowed down to him, they hated him even more. I'm just telling you, jealousy is cruel as a grave.
That's right.
It'll cause you to get all out of kilter, amen. God didn't just confront Cain, God didn't just advise Cain, God warned Cain.
Yeah.
Verse 7, he said, if you do right. No, he said, if you don't do right. Yeah. Yeah, he said, if thou doest not well, sin lies at the door. He's basically saying, if you don't do right, Cain, sin lies at the door. Don't let sin in.
That's right.
I'm telling you, buddy, I don't know about y'all, but I get them, what do you call them, spam calls or whatever. I just click.
Yeah.
One of them got through the other day, Brother Ed. He's trying to get across his line. I said, well, let me tell you about my benefits. I said, I got Jesus. They went click. I'm just telling you, buddy. Sin's like that. Sin and robocalls. Sin will just keep calling you up. Say, how about today?
Yeah.
Kind of like green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
How about today? Would you like green eggs and ham? I'm telling you, Sin won't let up.
That's right.
It'll come knock at your door. It'll look for a way in.
Yeah, that's right.
Lock the door. Bolt it. Turn the dogs loose, load the gun, don't let sin in. God said, sin lies at the door. He's warning Cain about sin. You
yeah,
see,
that's right.
You don't understand sin until you're over your head in sin.
Amen, that's right.
Then you don't enjoy the pleasure of sin no more. Now you hate sin,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You're a prisoner of sin. And I'm telling you right now, before Cain ever sinned and killed his brother Mitchell, God reasoned with him,
right.
God warned
yeah.
him,
yeah.
And God said, right. Sin lies at the door. Sin won't sin, amen.
Amen.
Turn the TV off. Turn the music off if it ain't the right kind.
Right.
Man, I like them spiritual songs.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I pray for this song leader right here. I like them spiritual songs.
Amen.
I need a little booster, amen. Get it started. I like the special singing. But when some of that music I used to listen to, you know that I turned it off. We was down in Virginia this week and I couldn't pick up nothing. I just turned it off. Man, I'm telling you, I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. The Bible says grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby we're sealed on the day of redemption.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't enjoy it no more, brother. There's got to be something about Jesus.
That's
I turned
right.
it off. Amen.
Amen.
Man, oh man, God warned him about sin. You know, they warned me about sin. I just didn't listen. I guess Cain was the same way.
Uh-huh.
But don't let sin in. If you give the devil an inch, he'll be your ruler. And that's true.
That's right.
Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Somebody said, I can't, Brother Eddie. James chapter 4. Says, then draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. If you need some help, God will help you. I'm telling
yes,
you.
He will.
Sin may mess your life up, but God's your friend. He's a friend of sinners.
Amen.
He's here for you. He loves you.
Yeah,
Bible said in John 6:37, all that come to me, all in no wise turn away. God said, you come to me, we'll work it out. We'll fix it.
Amen.
I'm telling you, He does miracles. He's still doing miracles. Amen. You're looking at one right here. Hallelujah. I thank God I had more than a close encounter with Jesus. I had a head-on collision. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, you draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. The Bible says that God's got His hand stretched out. And let me tell you this, you need His help. Amen. Now that Walter Samasco, no, that's the wrong guy. That's Salvador Ramos, 18 years old. Took that AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, killed 19 students and two teachers. He didn't accomplish nothing. I think he even killed himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cain, he only killed Abel. But this right here says, what's wrong with that? Thou shalt not kill. Why can't we stop killing one another?
That's right.
You see what I mean? We read that scripture in 1 John chapter 3 about he that's of God being different than he that's of the devil. I had the devil in me for 34 years.
Yeah.
And I've done the bidding of the devil. But praise God, I got Jesus in me now.
Amen.
I do the bidding of the Lord now. I'm telling you, I'm enjoying the journey now. I'm telling you, I'm not going that hard way. I'm going that good way. God had His hand outstretched to me for 34 years. And April 27th, 1988, old Brother Eddie, I took God by the hand. And I have to admit, buddy, He helped me tremendously. He'll help you too. He'll help you to forgive. He'll help you to love. He'll help you, I'm telling you, buddy, not to hurt someone. He'll help you to help someone, amen. I seen a guy hitchhiking on the side of the road. I picked him up, Joanne. I said, where are you headed, buddy? He said, I'm headed to Walmart. I said, what are you going to Walmart for? He said, I'm going to buy me a bicycle. You know what I told him, Brother Danny? I said, buddy, you might go to Walmart. I got a bicycle, I'll give you. He said, is it a good one? I said, brand new, 18 speed. I guess he thought I was kidding. He said, no kidding, what do you want for it? I said, it's free, you have it. I gave it to him. I've never seen him ride it. He does better walk than he does ride. He takes his shirt off and ride because he got hot and sweat. Where he walk, you know, got paces that walking, but when you climb the hill on a bicycle, pull over, take your shirt off, wipe your head, put it back on. But he still loves a bicycle. Now, that bicycle was given to me. I was out there at the landfill, and this guy had, him and his wife had bought a smaller house that's downsized, didn't have room for this stuff. And he threw all kind of stuff. Well, I got buckets of paint and cabinets and boards and stuff. But this bicycle, Carolyn, it was brand new. I said, what's wrong? He said, no, we just ain't got room for it. He threw it away. I put it over my truck. I took it home. And I tried to give it to the Amish. They couldn't take those have rubber tires on it. I gave it to them. But this guy's going to buy a bicycle. And I thought, I finally found a home for that bicycle. You see what I mean? With the love of God abiding, you want to help someone. You don't want to hurt them. You want to help them. Like Rita said, let me tell you about my Jesus.
Yeah.
Tell them there's a better way.
Amen.
Tell them about the law of God.
Yeah.
Tell them I'm telling there's a place called heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'm not going, but I'm not just going. I'm going to live there. I'm
that's
not going
right.
for this. And I'm going to stay.
That's know? Right. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for a place called heaven. God said, I'm going away to prepare a place. You know, he made this place. Isaiah 45:18 says, the Lord formed the earth, formed it not in vain, formed it to be inhabited. I got air to breathe.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank God the government don't charge me. Can you imagine how much, I mean, I paid $4.85 a gallon for gasoline.
Right.
I put $50 in there. I got just barely 10 gallons of gas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talking about feeling the pain. If they could charge you for your breath, they say you breathe probably 500 breaths a day or something like that. I don't know. And they say, well, that's going to be $25 a day.
Right.
God's air is free, but man, if they got a way to charge you for it.
Charging us for water.
Yeah, water. They'll start charging and taxing you for how many steps you make. Well, how far do you go? How far did you go today? I said, I went as far as I want to go. How far is that? You don't need to know, amen. But I'm just telling you, God formed this earth to be inhabited, and everything on this earth is free.
Right.
God gave you everything you need.
That's right.
Man will lie to you, backstab, and rob, and take everything you got.
That's right.
Bernie made off with a bunch of people's money.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. But thanks to Jesus, I got a place called heaven.
Amen.
God that formed this earth said in John 14:2, I go away to prepare a place for you.
Mm-hmm.
God don't need heaven, James. He made heaven for me. He don't need heaven.
That's right.
But I do. This place ain't going to be around forever.
No.
That's right. I'm going to go there and I'm going to see that beautiful place.
Amen.
Good things I'm going to get to stay.
Amen.
I call it home.
That's right.
Streets of gold. Somebody said, you know, them TV preachers, they'd be ever trying to chip the gold about how well they can have it. My gold ain't in the streets. My gold's in him, sits on the throne, amen.
Amen.
That one that loved me, gave himself for me, that's my heaven.
Right.
I want to see him. I want to see him high and lifted up. I want to see him in his glory. And I want to go into the joys of the Lord and understand why he went through hell so I could go to heaven. Him taking eternity. Understand his glory. I'm just telling you, if we could love like
that's
him, there wouldn't be a place called hell.
No,
the problem is, we're of our father, the devil.
Yeah.
We need to begin in another family, the family of God.
Amen.
The only way you get in that family is through adoption.
Yeah.
But praise God, you can get in. Amen.
Amen.
And I became a son of God. 34 years ago, but he's God the Son. But through God the Son, I became a son of God. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
But as sad as all this killing, somebody this week, Tulsa, shot his doctor, got mad at his doctor.
Yeah.
Shot the other doctor, I don't know what he had to do with it. Shot the assistant. shot a visitor, and then shot himself. This anger problem. I'm convinced when you got Jesus on board that you won't want to pull a gun out.
No, right.
You might want to say,
here's a track.
Let me tell you, yeah.
Yeah.
You might want to say, let me give you something.
That's right.
A love story.
Right.
Let me tell you about somebody that loves you.
Right.
Let me tell you about somebody helping you love everybody else. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen, Brother Mitchell. Yeah, you won't be trying to load a gun.
That's right.
You won't be trying to hurt somebody. You'll be looking for somebody
right.
you can help.
Right.
And that love of God makes a difference. Amen. Would to God that Cain had listened to God, he didn't. Would to God that those down here that are offended, let me give you a good verse right here. Listen to this real good. Psalms 119, verse 165. Great peace have they that love thy law.
That's right.
And nothing
Amen.
Shall by any means offend them. That's what I got. April 27, 1988. I'm bulletproof.
That's right.
I'm telling you, God gave me His love.
Amen.
All I want to do now is love and help people.
Yeah.
But beforehand, you had to watch yourself around me. I was like a powder keg.
Yeah.
But thank God that Jesus makes a difference. Y'all are looking right now at the difference that Jesus makes. If He can do that for me, He can do it for anybody.
That's right.
I mean, I'm one of them exceptions to the rule. I mean, today I got baptized at Free Will First Brotherhood Free Will Baptist Church. A guy I worked with was there, Mark Bunch. And I done got saved just 2 weeks later, but I wanted to get baptized. I wanted to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. And they baptized me, and here come Mark Bunch. Come up there, and he said, I refuse to believe that Jesus could save you. I couldn't argue with him. I was still struggling with it myself. He said, I want to hear your testimony. I gave him my testimony, Brother Denny, and he grabbed me as wet as I was, picked me from off the ground, squeezed all the life out of me. He said, I believe it now. God bless you, brother. But I'm just telling you, Jesus can save you. Jesus can help you. And if not, you'll end up being another Cain. I'm telling you, buddy, we got a problem. It's just going to keep getting bigger.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just going to keep getting bloodier. It's not going to go away. You can forget about all these self-help programs. You can forget about the government doing something. We're the ones that need to do something.
That's right.
And the Bible says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart.
That's it.
God's got His hand outstretched. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me.
Amen.
My yoke's easy, my burden's light. You'll find rest in your souls. I'm telling you, God can help you.
That's right.
If you'll come to Him. Father, we thank You for this message today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I'm just a messenger boy. I thank You for all You've done in my life. I thank You, Lord, that I know what I've said today to be true personally. Just looking at my own self in the mirror, what a difference You've made in my life. Lord, You've caused me to love people that I normally wouldn't love. You've caused me, Lord, to forgive people that I couldn't forgive before. You've caused me, Lord, to put down the weapons of war. You've caused me, Lord, to be armed with the love of God and the grace of God. Lord, to try to teach others, Lord, the good way. And I pray, dear Father God, today, if there's somebody here that needs that, Lord, they'll come running today and say, I want to get a good dose of the love of God. I'm down here amongst a bunch of devils, and I'm telling the Lord, You can help them. And I pray You will. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Well, I guess everybody stand. Get Brother Jerry, please. Get an invitational song. Maybe sing a verse of it. Sister Sharon, help him. If you need to come today, I'll tell you right now. I can pray with you.